BBC News with Neil Nunes. More civilians have been killed in the Syrian enclave of eastern Ghouta as pro-government forces continue their assault. Monitors say there have been 10 further deaths on Monday. The offensive has continued despite the UN Security Council's demand for a ceasefire in Syria. President Moon Jae-in of South Korea has called on both the US and North Korea to show flexibility with a view to possible talks. He said Washington should lower its threshold for talks with the North, while Pyongyang should show willingness to get rid of its nuclear weapons. Shipments of some of the world's most precious seeds are to be delivered today to a vault in Svalbard above the Arctic Circle. It'll take the number of seeds stored there past the 1 million mark. The global seed vault was set up in the Norwegian territory a decade ago. Chinese censors are deleting online criticism of the announcement that the President Xi Jinping could stay in power indefinitely. This comes after the Communist Party proposed altering China's constitution to remove presidential term limits. Nigeria says it's sending more airplanes to help with the search for the girls missing after an Islamist attack on their school last week. It's feared Boko Haram militants kidnapped more than 100 girls in Yobe State. The New York studio, co-founded by the film producer Harvey Weinstein, has announced it's to file for bankruptcy after talks with an investor group collapsed. Papua New Guinea has sent troops and rescue workers into the mountainous interior after a powerful earthquake of 7.5 magnitude. There are unconfirmed reports of deaths. Officials have warned of aftershocks. A Polish mountaineer trying the first solo winter ascent of the world's second highest mountain, K2, has given up his attempt at the climb. Fellow members of his expedition had called the attempt completely suicidal. BBC News.